Good to be with you on Tuesday, the 28th of December, 2021, just about the end of the year and a start to a new one, and also the start to a new legislative session in Olympia. And we're going to be chatting with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins now, as promised this morning, his last monthly go-around with us before we start weekly rendezvous when the legislative sessions gavel coming up here in a week and a half. We'll talk about those impending sessions with Senator Hawkins today and also be talking about a bill that he is partnering up with Leavenworth Mayor Carl Florey, who we'll talk to tomorrow on the program about, by the way. And Brad, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on, and early happy new year to you and the Coho listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. We trust that your Christmas was well. Were you able to spend it here?
Yes, we were, and managed to get some sledding in with the snow, which was a lot of fun. I'm not too excited about the extreme cold weather this week, but the snow has been welcome.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're interested to see what happens with the cold and snow. It's they got an awful lot over there around Olympia area, I know. So it's a good thing, yeah. I guess, the sessions haven't gaveled into order just yet, even though we're sort of a mix still of what's looking like kind of a remote session as opposed to sort of an on-site session. And then there's been a little bit of consternation about some of the rules regarding when folks can be on the House floor, at least. I'm not sure about the Senate, but tell us a little bit more about those impending sessions, Brad. They're coming up here in less than 2 weeks. So you're getting ready.
Yes, the legislative session begins this year on Monday, January 10th. So in accordance with the state constitution, it's always the second Monday in January. This particular year, we meet for 60 days, 60 consecutive days. So it's about a two-month legislative session. Last year, we met for nearly 4 months, and we have this process in our state where we alternate between longer legislative sessions and shorter ones, and it has to do with the state's two-year budgets and when we approve those and work on those. So we approved all three of the state's two-year budgets last April, and so now when we go back, the idea is we're supposed to make minor, modest adjustments to those budgets, and then also pass perhaps some smaller policy bills. But I am excited about it. It's going to be an improvement over last legislative session, which was almost entirely remote. This year will be, it's supposed to be a true hybrid session, at least in the Senate, where we will be conducting committee meetings and constituent meetings remotely by Zoom, but then for the floor debates and the floor voting in the Senate, we will be in person for that. So the first votes will be taken on January 10th, and I'll be over in Olympia, on that day.
Very good, Brad. I know one of the things that you mentioned going back and reviewing some of the budget items, and I guess one of the interesting points that we might be discussing related to that is the suit that was filed against Governor Inslee for, again, overstepping his gubernatorial authority in removing whole sections of or line item sections of particular language in bills, which he's apparently not allowed to do per the rules. So we'll see how that goes. But one of the ones I'm wondering if you'll focus on is not a budget item as much as it was the changes to law enforcement. Those really seem to be hitting home an awful lot here. We're hearing about would-be pursuit after would-be pursuit of a bad guy from Schlan County Sheriff's officials, Wenatchee Police, East Wenatchee Police, Douglas County Sheriff's, etc., that they can't continue because of these new rules. So is that something you're going to be able to address in the coming session, curiously?
I certainly hope so. We expressed, those of us who did not support those series of law enforcement reforms, sweeping changes, we expressed a lot of concern and the implementation and the problems and putting law enforcement officers and community members at risk. So we described all that floor debates during the give and take on some of the amendments and things. And what we've witnessed all across the state and what people are hearing about on both sides of the aisle are the complications that law enforcement and many communities across the state are experiencing. So we do have the same legislature returning. So what's interesting is the senators are elected every 4 years. The House members are elected every 2 years. And since we're returning for the second year of the biennium, that we have the exact same legislature, give or take a couple of retirements and things coming back. So I know a lot of the people, at least in our district, have asked that these law enforcement reforms get completely repealed and overturned and set back to where it was, you know, a year ago. I do not think that's going to happen, but I know that the law enforcement stakeholder communities are working with, you know, their statewide associations and reaching out to, in particular, the Democratic sponsors of these bills to see if we can make at least a handful, maybe a top 10 list of corrections and adjustments in the short term to make these bills more, these laws essentially now more workable. And then over time, I think as the legislative, the makeup of the legislature gets more into balance, we can make, you know, more meaningful adjustments, you know, but it is probably going to be something that we're going to have to do over multiple years. But certainly to your question, I hope we can take a good first step this year at making some much needed adjustments.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show, wrapping up his monthly visits for 2021. Again, we'll chat with him on a weekly basis on Tuesdays once the legislative session's gaveled to order coming up here on the week of the 10th of January. Brad, let's talk about another bill that you'll be pursuing during the course of the coming sessions, one that you've partnered with Leavenworth Mayor Carl Florey on related to housing in his area in particular.
Yeah, I've had really good discussions with Mayor Florey in Leavenworth about the challenges, the increasing challenges for housing that communities like Leavenworth and Chelan and really the Wenatchee Valley and other communities all across our state are experiencing. But in particular, the tourism-related communities, what's happening is, as the mayor has described to me, and it's just been a discussion over multiple years, but more and more people are moving over up from California, over from Western Washington, purchasing homes with the capital that they have from their home sales, or people are purchasing homes as second homes or vacation rentals, and it's driving up the cost. You know, it's a very desirable place to live, but the people who are providing the essential services in the communities, the public services and others, you know, they can't afford to live in the communities and are getting squeezed out. And it's really a heartbreaking situation because communities like Leavenworth and Chelan, they're essentially losing their sense of communities over time as this is occurring. And the mayor has come to me, you know, proposing some new tax ideas. I haven't been supportive of that. I haven't thought that would work. But he came to me with an idea, and we eventually worked it into a piece of legislation that is not a new tax, but would provide cities in Chelan County a little more flexibility on using existing taxes a little bit differently. And in particular, it's the lodging tax, and that is also known as the hotel-motel tax. It's about 3 to 5%, depending on where you stay, every time you stay in a hotel. So it's paid by the tourists. And normally in statute, there's restrictions. You have to use those dollars for tourism promotion or infrastructure related to tourism. In this case, we're asking a little bit more flexibility to use just 1% of those current, like 5% lodging taxes for what we're categorizing as workforce housing, which is housing defined as approximately 60% to 120% of an area's median income. And we think that will help. The mayor estimates it will could generate approximately $650,000 per year on an annual basis into workforce housing for Leavenworth. And Leavenworth is in a unique situation too, because in many ways they're not struggling to attract tourists. In fact, the popularity of Leavenworth and the promotion has been so successful that they actually had a lot of traffic challenges and other issues, especially during the last couple of years with COVID. So the Leavenworth mayor believes the city of Leavenworth can do both, successfully continue to promote tourism, but also, you know, take care of some of these workforce housing needs in their community before they essentially lose their community to becoming a tourist town. So I'm really excited. This bill has already been pre-filed at Senate Bill 5513, and it's sponsored by the the Democratic chair of the Housing Committee in the Senate. So we should have a hearing early on in mid-January.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to getting updates about that from you, Brad, and also from Mayor Flory, who we talk with every other Wednesday here on the program. And we'll talk with him tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and maybe follow up on this a little bit as well. Brad, I know to close out, you wanted to let folks know that there are certainly ways to contact you prior to and throughout the legislative sessions.
Yes, it might be a challenging time this year in terms of accessing the Capitol. We understand that, but people, we are working remotely to serve you as the listeners and constituents. If people have any questions at all, concerns about state government, and want to follow up on things, the best way to contact me is through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. And if you go to senatorbradhawkins.org, there's a contact me page. It's a simple form you fill out that comes right to me, goes right to my staff. We'll have three staff members in addition to me working the emails, because we receive sometimes several hundred per day during the legislative session. But we really pride ourselves in getting the constituents answers to their questions. So I encourage people to do that. People can also subscribe to my email newsletters at senatorbradhawkins.org. And I just encourage everybody to reach out if they have any questions. Of course, I'll be on with you each week too, Chris, and I welcome that opportunity to connect with the Coho listeners. But we have a lot of things coming up in the legislature, you know, in addition to those police reforms, that long-term care tax and Washington Cares Fund that you and your listeners have heard so much about, that could be reformed, as well as a host of other pieces of legislation, and then some of these individual policy bills that will be working their way through the process. So it is going to be busy. It is going to be fast-paced, but if people do have any questions at all, please reach out and we will get back to you.
All right, very good. 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today. And again, coming up in the new year on the week of the 10th, we'll begin weekly chats with Senator Hawkins on Tuesdays around 7:30 here as part of the Coho Morning Show. Brad, I appreciate the time as always. Again, Merry New Year to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you legislative sessions gavel here in a few weeks.
Likewise, Chris. That sounds great. Have a great new year.